Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning once again. This is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, folks, we broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the show, we've been doing this show for about, I don't know, 10 years probably. And we do a 30-minute show every Friday. And if I don't have more time to do longer or more, but we get the most out of it as we possibly can. Let me give you, before I forget, I can give you my direct cell phone number. Any question you may have, please don't call before Monday, this coming Monday at 12:15. Any time after that is fine. Okay, so as I said before, the show is called The Truth in Medical Healing, and we do this 30-minute show every week. And actually, I'm looking at some information that I have in the studio. And by the way, today we're broadcasting in New York City, and our home base is Miami, Florida. And I'm just looking at something with regard to someone handed me a note. Let me tell you a little bit. Let me go into more detail. Because we do only 30 minutes, so we have a lot of information to pack into it, into you. And so when we think about cancer, for instance, just so you'll know, when creation occurred millions of years ago, of course, there were beaches of beautiful and sand, beige colored sand, and the green palm trees, and blue-green water with white foamy, really beautiful. And you know that my favorite beach is still Miami Beach. I've been to many different beaches around the world, but Miami Beach is still my favorite. And the thing is that and you look at the sand and look at the trees and the water. However, there's all type of cancer cells that can be able to penetrate individuals and create cancer. But let me tell you a little bit more about that. Because somewhere around the turn of the century, in the year 1903, two incredible things happened in 1903. One was that there was a fellow tinkering around with some parts. He created internal combustion engine, which actually became the engines. And there was a fellow that worked with him that had a set of wheels from some kind of a horse-drawn carriage, attached it to this engine, and that was it. That was the first automobile, folks, around 1903. The other incredible, wonderful happening happened that year was my father, Paul, was born in 1903. So that he was a fantastic, incredible father, and lucky me. Anyhow, just to continue on, we have to think about the fact that way back then, there was really no cancer. And when I was growing up, just as a kid, I remember my mom speaking on the telephone to whoever it was, talking about some cousin's son or somebody that had developed cancer, some cancerous thing in the leg. And that was like you hardly ever heard. And I was about maybe then 7 or 8 years old. Yeah. And by the time I got to be about 15, there was a couple more cases of cancer. And now cancer is rampant in the society. Why? Well, because the internal combustion engine, the exhaust from that engine, and now it's from millions and millions and millions of engines all over the world, and even from steamships and aircraft and all of that, all these emissions from engines, from gasoline-powered engines, or it could be any kind of powered engine. But the thing is this, and that's why we have now cancer institutions all over the place, certain hospitals that just do cancer. Let me mention another thing very simply about cancer. like Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York City, a world-renowned, famous hospital, and they actually don't reduce any of the sugar that's in the food that they hand out to give to the patients, because sugar, raw sugar especially, actually can start the ball rolling to develop cancerous cells. And everything we buy, everything we purchase, has some form of sugar in it because it makes it taste better, and they sell more product, and it's all about making more money. And the more product these people sell, the more money that that they make. But the thing is, we also, if you really want to be healthy, and by the way, I didn't give you my cell phone number yet, and I wrote a book that's right on my desk right here as a reminder, and it's called The Senior Citizen Medical and Health Guide, A Common Sense Approach to Geriatric Health by Dr. Alan B. Nakame, DCDO, that's me, and the forward is by Jorge or George Gaspiazzotto, medical doctor, geriatric cardiologist in Miami Beach, Florida. And this book was published about maybe, I don't know, 20 years ago. Edition, it's right here, 1981 was the first edition. So the thing is that, and some of the contents is understanding life's changing scene, how to understand, protect your health, how to cope with the passing of a spouse, how to select a proper doctor, what to ask your doctor about your prescriptions and treatment, the dangers of certain drugs and aspirin, we'll talk about that later, and also the use of x-ray and other diagnostic terms and so forth and so on. We can't go through this, but 18 different chapters. Yeah, 18 chapters. And anyhow, folks, write this number down, 863-509-9059. That's my cell phone number. And please don't call anytime before this coming Monday at 12:15. Anytime after that would be fine. It's just that we have many, many calls coming in, and I also have a lot of other paperwork that I've got to get completed. We have the Jewish holidays this particular week. It starts tonight, and Easter also at the same time have to be coincided. Maybe if people would get along together and not use anybody's religion to create an arbitrary fight or argument or anything about religion. Religion actually is the cause of all wars and trouble, most of it, in the world's history, and the Crusaders and so forth and all of that going on. So the number to call in is 863-509-9059. One more time, 863-509-9059. And folks, the other thing that happened in 1903, besides the first use of the putting together the internal combustion engine, that was the first automobile engine at the beginning of this particular century. And the other incredible thing that happened, even more so, more incredible, was that my dad, Paul Nakame, was born in 1903. My father was, he was the greatest person ever, not only because he's my father, who was my father. Unfortunately, he sort of went up to happy hunting ground a few years ago, but he was a super, super smart fellow. My dad was a pharmacist, and by the way, and I grew up actually in the drugstore, in the old-time drugstore. You might say that because I was always there so much. And the thing is that I wanted to tell you about a couple of other things with regard to healthcare and what to do and protect yourself. So you know that sugar is really, can't avoid sugar, but sugar, and try to avoid it as much as you can. So So getting back to the creation itself, and you know, when creation occurred in the world, and like I said before about the beaches and so forth, and so, let me give you, we're going to have to do an abbreviated show today, folks. Sorry about that. It's just that we have too much going on. And I want to just tell you a little bit about a few things that people see. A lot of the pharmaceutical, by the way, I have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And I grew up in my dad's old-time drugstore. So there was, by the time I got to pharmacy school, a lot of it I already knew about. And I knew how to make tinctures and mixed chemicals and all of that. And by the way, I'm going to get back to another subject in a second, which happens to be that they're talking about more and more and more now, is that Black Lives Matter. And there's so much history between the races and the individual religions and so forth and so on. And the thing is this, that I want to just tell you, you see, there's more fractures than ever before. Mostly women, fractured knee, fractured ankles, fractured pelvic bones. And why does all that happen? Because of the fact that that the dark-colored sodas like Pepsi, Coke, and those types, the sodas that are dark-colored, the way they get the dark color is that the manufacturers and the bottling plants put in what's called phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid darkens that chemical, that the solution they're making into Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola, and these things shouldn't even be on the market to begin with. I don't drink any of that. By the way, I'm older than all of you. I know I am, because if anybody else is my age, they're going to be either at this point in time either dead or looking out the window or doing something, but they're not even thinking about they're going to be healthy. As far as I'm concerned, I love life, and I love what life has to offer, and I want to live for the next 50, 100 years, whatever it may be. And the thing is this, that, and I don't, even though I'm a pharmacist and all of that, and I don't take any prescription medication. Why? Because I don't need any. I've been taking supplements, and my dad started me on that years ago, as far as vitamin, specific vitamin supplements with all that. So getting back to the phosphoric acid and the fractures, and the thing is that talked about the osteoporosis is leaping across the country, increased knee, hip, spinal fractures, and now there's a drug that's prescribed for these type of fractures, and which is called Boniva. It's a prescription drug, and there's millions and millions and millions of Boniva tablets being sold every minute, practically, because of the fractions of dilation. So the prescription drug of choice is making billions of dollars a day, billions, almost because of the size of the population and because of the millions of bone fractures. So can drinking pure ionized water, can this curtail most of this fracture epidemic? The answer is yes. So the thing is this, you start to really understand about the power of water in general. But remember, the most important thing about water is first of all, all the water, believe it or not, is contaminated because of the way it's manufactured and the way that the companies get the water, like any bottled water is contaminated. Now, by the way, the main thing that I drink or eat happens to be water, but it's water that actually is Japanese water technology that was discovered way back in 1976 by being able to develop a small little machine that stands on your kitchen counter, and it actually leads to ionized water. Now, ionized water is like pure water, and it goes through it in this little machine. It goes through a process of electrolysis and ionization. By the way, about, I don't know how many years ago, probably 25, at least years ago, I was in Tokyo for a medical convention. And it was only a three-day convention, but I wanted to go find out something about what it was at the time was really important. And as I was walking out of the hotel and had to get to the airport, a Japanese gentleman walked up to me, and he points to me and says, "Dr. Barton." By the way, my name is spelled B-A-R-B as in boy, A-R-T-O-N. And this Japanese gentleman walked up and he said, "Dr. Barton." And I said, "Oh, yes, sir. How do you know it's me?" And he held up a Japanese newspaper, and it had my picture on the front of the paper. And the rest of it was all in Japanese. And by the way, I can't read Japanese, and I don't have the desire to learn how to read it or to speak it. I'm lucky I could speak English. So the thing is that it said in the paper that my cancer, I had a cancer treatment center in Miami. And what we did was we used what's called hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Hyperbaric, that increases the oxygen. So people in our place at that time lay down in this type of a tube, which is plexiglass, so people didn't feel constrained and were nervous about being in a tube that you can't see out of, and they could see out of it because of the plexiglass. But also, what happens as you increase oxygen content, it kills cancer cells. By the way, right in a place in New York, in Manhasset, Long Island, there's a facility there that does hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And how come the big hospitals and how come everything in medicine, basically, that anything that has to do with cancer is treated with certain type of drugs and also surgery and so forth and so on? It's not that you can get away from the surgery if you already have a breast cancer and breast has to be removed. Well, if it's already advanced to that point, but if you can get hyperbaric oxygen therapy in the interim, it'll kill off the cancer cells. Isn't that incredible? Okay, that's what it does. So we don't have all that much more time left in today's broadcast, but I'm going to tell you as much as we can. Just getting back to that drug called Beneva for fractures. So there's millions of that particular drug sold every day because of the fact that colored sodas is one of the worst offenders to healthcare in the world, but we're talking right now about America, okay? And also, so remember, when the oxygen content in your body's cells is increased, it kills off cancer cells. And there is a hyperbaric therapy center right in Manhasset, New York. It's been there for at least 10 years. And some people go there, I don't know how many, but as opposed to people that don't go, that rather get treated with surgical removal of whatever it may be in the body or other type of things and whatever it may be. And by the way, I gave you my number once before, 863-509-9059, and I wrote a book that was published, I don't know, 28 years ago or something like that. It's called The Senior Citizen Medical and Health Guide, and by Dr. Alan B. Nakami. That's my full name. And my credentials are DCDO. And by the way, I'm also an Air Force veteran. And let me see what else I can tell you. The forward to my book is from Dr. Jorge Garcia Zorro, geriatric cardiologist. And this is all at the time in my life. I was living all the time in Miami. And that's how I met Dr. Garcia Zorro, a wonderful, terrific fellow. Anyhow, getting back to, so we talked about the dangers of dark colored sodas. We talked about that if you can find, you can call my number and I can direct it to where they have hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So, and also the other part of it, lifeline of life. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that because I'm running at it. You know, the human body, we're 85% water. So the cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So the cells of the body, in the pancreas, in the the heart itself. So all this interstitial fluid is really water. And water has to be pure, but all the water in the world is being contaminated by chemicals and so forth and so on. So when you use this particular, the company is called Kangen, Kangen Water. So when you drink Kangen Water and you have that machine, by the way, you can stand on your kitchen counter, it hooks up to your tap water and it restructures the tap water into pure water called Kangen. And that increases your purity in your body with regard to what we talked about before. So the thing is that there's so many different things that based upon drinking pure water, and as I said before, I'm older than all of you, I know I am for sure, because no one in my age category is even thinking they can, all they do is go refill their prescription. Really, go refill your prescription, that's it, I don't take any prescriptions. And I'm a pharmacist, but I can get it for free. I don't take any because I don't need any. You all understand that? So folks, this little machine stands in your kitchen counter. It hooks up to the tap water, and it actually restructures the tap water to pure water. Now let me tell you what if water is no good. Because the petroleum industry is doing what's called fracking, F as in Frank, fracking. That means they break through the earth's crust, and they're searching for petroleum deposits within the earth itself. And now, so that fracking procedure contaminates the pure water. So all the reservoirs that you see around the country, you drive past, it says, don't throw anything in over the fence or whatever it is. This is a reservoir, pure, whatever it is, okay? All the reservoirs are contaminated because the reservoir water comes from within the earth, and it's all being contaminated by fracking worldwide from all the huge petroleum industry. So, and there's so much more that I can tell you about, which we will tune in next week at 12 noon, folks. The number to call in is, what is the number to call in? Well, you can call my cell phone number, 863-509-9059. Oh, I think I just found the number to call in to get to the program. Oh, I thought I found it, but I didn't. Oh, I did find it. I'm sorry. To listen to this show, call 347-324-3595. This is called Blog Talk Radio, BLOG, 347-324-3595. And Blog Talk is over international. Internationally, it's through the airwaves. So you can call that number and you'll be able to get my show on Fridays, every show at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm sorry about how jumping around so much because I'm right in the middle of doing something else. And I wanted to give you the most important thing. In order to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. It's called Kangen Water, K-A-N-G-E-N. To find out about it, call my cell phone number, 863-509-9059. And so you want to drink pure water, and you don't want to have to take prescription medication until you get to the point that you're not going to need it. Now, it doesn't mean we don't need prescriptions, but we do. I can't tell you a percentage of whatever. All I can tell you is that I'm older than all of you. I also have more energy. Oh, that's another thing. Just tell you before we go, I have unending energy. I can play tennis almost all day, 7 days a week. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I can do it constantly, almost nonstop. I can dance all night long. And I love especially Latin dancing. And that takes a lot of energy. It's not like doing a old-fashioned two-step type thing. We're talking about Latin dancing, which I do better than most people. And I'm not Latin, okay? So with all that being said, I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy what the world has to offer. And I do, thank God, and I do. And I'll say also called Baruch Hashem, because that's Hebrew expression, Hebrew Baruch Hashem. It means thank you, God. Hashem is God. So I thank God and I thank my dad and my mom and my family for giving me the health, ongoing health that I enjoy. So folks, tune in next Friday at 12 noon. Tune in next Friday at 12 noon, and we'll be talking to you again. So God bless you all, and have a great week.